We're up to Simchas. Lamed on the base. Lamed Simchas on the Simchas Simchas Aymer Bechulin. Yes, Simchas says Simchas Aymer Bechulin. He says, what did he say in the Mishnah? He said that a Yisrael is only allowed to make an Erev with Chulin. A Yisrael is not allowed to make an Erev with Truma. Right?
Koyin is allowed,
but not a Yisrael. Simchas says only Dafka with Chulin. Weiter. Vilu Naz Biyad Lepolik. So the problem Kabosh Kash over here is that this distinction only made when he came to, only by a Yisrael. But when it came to the Nazir, he did not make this distinction. And by the Nazir, it's mashma that a Nazir is allowed to make a Erev with the Ayin. Vilu Naz Biyad Lepolik. My timer. So the Gemara says, it's very simple. Efsho demashtil anizirusei. The Nazir can be shoyel on the Nazirus.
Where, in the middle of his Nazirus?
Yeah. A person who's a Nazir has the ability, if he so wants, to say, to be shoyel on the Nazirus. And therefore, it becomes bottle. And that now, l'mafreya. If just like you go to a Chacham to Matan Neder, the same way you can go to a Chacham to Matan Neder, you can go to a Chacham to be Matan the Nazirus. And he asked,
can you do that on Shabbos?
Yeah, why not?
If you couldn't, would you be allowed to make an Erev with it?
Stam not, because since on Shabbos it's Namish Naroi. On Shabbos then it wouldn't be fit. It has to be only since Allah is Mishlag Rashi. Rashi says, the Mishlag Nazirus, Yishal Lechacham V'yateloi Nidrei V'yayin Royaloi. You can go to the Chacham, you can Mishal, you can ask the Chacham Yimater, and then it becomes Mutter. Okay, so the Farish, it says, you can do this. Vait, the Farish, the Gemara, Nochem Nosos, the Gemara, the Mishal, the Gemara, the Ihachi, Truma Nami, Farek, the Gemara, Ebaze, Truma Nami, Efshar, the Mishtel, Ilovei. In other words, the person who designated this grain as being Truma, he can also be shoyel, and it won't be truma, it'll be tevel. It won't be truma, and then it will be marfish again, something else will be the truma, and this will not be the truma. So when you designate a portion of your crop to be the truma, that's not a guarantee. You have the ability to go to the chacham and to be shoyel on this kernel. I did not want this kernel to be the truma, I wanted the other kernel to be the truma. The same way you can be mad when it comes to Yayin Yachi Chumanami Efshad the Mishtal Ilavei. The Gemara says no, E Mishtal Allah Hadol Litibula. The Gemara says no, it's not good because if you go and you be sure to go back to becoming Tevel is also no good. You can't eat Tevel either. So Frag the Gemara Velifresh Allah Mimakim Macher. So then go and be mafresh. What's the big deal? So just because you can be sure on you can go back, you can be mash Mimakim Macher. The Gemara says no. Because if you're going to be shoyel on this grain is no longer present with all the other grain. When you take off chumah semaisres, lechatchila it has to be present. The portion that you select to be chumah must be sitting next to the portion that you select to be that's going to be chulin. So if you're going to be shoyel and say to the chacham, I don't want this kernel, this loaf of bread to be chumah. Okay, fine, it's not truma. It's now going to be chulin. So now you can't because now it's tevel. No, I'm going to be mafresh at home. Other grain, another loaf of bread to be the truma for this. You can't do that because the halach is when you mafresh truma semayishos, it has to be min hamukaf. It has to be next to each other. And since the grain, since this loaf of bread is out in the field, in the makam of the tchum, it's not min hamukaf. Look at the Rash. Rash over here is v'lifosh alo mokem acher lebasar dimash shil alo v'hadru l'tivla bein hashmoshos v'shas kinyas eruv. So here you're right. Look at that. You see, you're right. Rash is coming to ask your kasha. Who says that you're allowed to go do this on Shabbos? You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Yeah. When could you do this? You can do this erev Shabbos bein hashmoshos. Because Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshos is the Zman when the Erev takes effect. And during that time of Bein HaShmoshos, you're permitted to be Shoyel on a Neder. Lebasa de mashal love hadol to leben beben ashmashes v'shas kinyas erev. Matzil meimar peiros sheyesh lebeisi the peiros in my home yihu truma al zeh. V'shtakach the isle takanta the nechse the techazle it's fit. So the Rashi explains mukof means samoch. I don't know what that means. They must be similar. It's not next to each other. It has to be right next to each other. Therefore, it's not. So now the Mavi says, so the Mavi says, L'neshu chachavim l'lev shalom namogif. Frei the Mavi l'lev shalom minei ubei. Okay, so fine. So why don't you mafresh minei ubei? You don't have to give me the rice of the whole sandwich. Just give minatoira even a mashu who is matir. So if you have a sandwich, let's just take a crumb. Take a crumb of the loaf of bread and you should be mafresh. L'lev shalom minei ubei. Rashi. There is no Rashi. Minei obey. The less boshi ura, the case going where you don't have enough. In other words, you have exactly mazon shtei sudais. And if you're going to even take away one crumb of this to be the truma, minei obey, you're going to be left with less than the shir mazon shtei sudais. Rashi says, the less boshi ura, shir mazon bei sudais, mitzu tzomoy siniach, the imafresh truma minei called who bought so loshi ur shir erif. You left with less than the shir. For that, I didn't want my pasta. The Mavi here says that my pasta Rashi beat me. Kloy my high tirutza. The pasta tana the milsa the ain't the milsa the ruvay ella the tzimtzum the nakat stam milsa hachi. Who says? How do you know the case is going where it's in the tzimtzum where it's exactly the shir? How do you know that? The Gemara says you're right. Ella sumches of look at Rabbanan the army called Avashem who shahumi shum shavos gosh or love bein hashmasha is your answer. The answer of Shloim Rabinowitz. Amelech shahashalom shaloi. Man malke Rabbanan. What does it mean over here? It means that you're not allowed to be shal. You're not allowed to be shal bein hashmasha. Rashi, he holds the pligale of the Rabbi Paragon. You're not allowed to go do it. You're not allowed to go. Goes Rabbi Nachman, the Rashi, she could be in a Shemoshes. Kishe Shabbos Atzma. Ve'ha boss Trumosh Shavusi. Oh, it's not to being Shoyal. Okay, now what you say. I take it back. Now what you say. It's to being Mafresh Truma. You can be Shoyal on your Truma on Shabbos. But when you Shoyal on Truma, what happens? You have to be mafresh truma nochamo, because it's going to become tevel, and now you have to be mafresh mineu bay, so it should be a mukif. But when you're going to be shol, but you can do, you're going to be mafresh mineu bay. It's not going to work. Why not? Because it's bein hashmosh, and bein hashmosh you're not allowed to be mafresh truma mineu bay. So David Moses Dami called the Rashi, and you're not. So therefore, it's not going to be a solution. Nochamo the Rashi. Imkain misakin lay bein hashmoshes, v'ka'avar ashavus, and you're being over on iser shavus to rabbanan, u'knias erev kishazed nichnas v'zayitze. You're being over on a shavus, v'ka'avar ashavus, and what are the last words of Rashi? U'knias erev, the zman of knias erev is kishazed nichnas v'zayitze. The zman of the knias erev is bein hashmoshes, so it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Okay, that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer. Let's summarize the Gemara. So the question. The question of the Gemara was what? Was why is he mechalik between yayin of a nazir and a truma? The reason why he holds that Yayin is okay is because the Nazir can be Shoyel on his Nazirus, and then the Yayin is Chazilei. Ebazeh, you can be Shoyel on the Truma, and it's Chazilei. The Gemara says, no, it's not. If you Shoyel on the Truma, then it turns into Tevel. So the Gemara, oh, it's not Akasha. After it turns into Tevel, he'll be Mafres Truma Mimokim Acher. The Gemara says, you can't do that, because you have to be Mafres Truma Min HaMokif. And there's no mukaf here because all of the other grain, all the other food is somewhere else. It's in the silo or somewhere in your kitchen, not here. Okay, you know what? We'll be mafresh truma minei ubei, right here on the spot. And the Gemara says we're going in a case where it's mitzumsum. Who says it's mitzumsum? We're going in a case where it's more than the shear, so you can be mafresh minei ubei. So the question has been reinstated. So the Gemara finally knocks out the kasha by telling us, wait a minute, you want to go sit that you can be mafresh truma? When are you going to be mafresh truma? When? You're going to be mafresh truma bein hashmashos. Because bein hashmashos is the moment when the Erev goes into place. We're going like the Ma'an Yama that says that it's categorically forbidden with the Gerestas, Horus, and Chumris to be mafresh truma bein hashmashos Erev Shabbos. So therefore, there's no solution. Even if you go to the Chacham and it will be shoyl on the Truma and you'll make it into Tevel, there's no theoretical way that you could have made that Truma into, you can be into Tevel, to be mat of the Tevel, because you're now going to be mafish Truma, bein hashmashais. So Mela, right now this grain is going to be also for the Yisrael, it's Truma, and there's no way you can undo that. That's why it's going to be forbidden. Whereas when it comes to Yayin, all you need to go do is be mat of Nedron, you're in a Zerus, and you're good to go. So we have concluded this Gemara. Next halacha. Keman oz lahad itnan yesh amru hakol lefi mashahu adam. There are those who say it all depends upon, it's a personal shia. Each individual. Everyone is unique.
Uniform measure, it goes by each individual.
Like shidduchim, every pot needs its cover. You know, big pots, small pots. Malay, that's not Yesh Amu, Akolafi Mashu Adam, Malay Kumsa Mincha, a Kemitza. What's the sheer Kemitza? Everyone has
the size of his hands.
Or Malay Chafnaf Kitaris. Yamaki, where every coin girdle is unique. Everyone has a different size palm. Now, Shay Simla, Luka Bibi Purim. And how much you drink, Luka Bibi Purim. Mazan Shay Sudas, Le'erif Kiman, and Mazan Shay Sudas. There's no sheer. The sheer Mazan Shay is what you eat. What you eat, how much do you eat for a meal?
A lot.
Vita. Someone said if you want to nauseate yourself, it says whatever you eat, have double and put aside. Put aside on the side. If you have a glass of milk, okay, so
right.
A cup of coffee, every single thing you put into your mouth.
Put another one on the side.
When the day is over, take a look. You will be amazed beyond your wildest imagination of how much you ate that day.
Then you eat all the stuff that you put on the side.
Exactly. You will be blown away how much you ate. And a person goes through his entire life not even imagining how much he eats. And it's like, you know, like it creates you give Sherech to Hashem that he gave you so much food. Wouldn't believe how much goes in your stomach. Vaita. Leiv Kiman, who does this go like? Kiman, Omer, Bezerah, it goes like Sumchasi. We're going like Sumchas, the one that says, My Duchazi Leiv Be'inon. You know where it's like, exactly like Sumchas. Sumchas says that you have to have exactly what's fit, you have to have something that's fit. Just like when it comes to the Truma, is no good, it's not fit for you. Because Sumchas holds, it's not a theoretical, Erev is not a theoretical food. Erev is something that is practical. It has to be mamish chazilei. Let's see over here the Rashi. The Rashi says over here, Meloi chav of Gitaris, Bema Kippurim, Targma, Lahai Ditoli Shi'ura Be'odam Atzmai. No, that's next in the Gemara, Vaita. Next piece of the Gemara. Lema Pliga Ad Rebbe Shimon Ben Elozad Tanya. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Oimer Ma'arvin L'choy L'lizakein K'dei Mizaynai. Oh, He says there, according to what they eat, ularavasan bisuuda beinoinis. Shall call bnei adam. So what do you see? Rash, what do you see? See over there when it comes to ularavasan, ularavasan, a ravasan, the shear is going to be beinoni. You don't say lefi mashu tsarach.
Yeah, but when for a regular sick person, you do say.
Oh, so look at the ois aleph on the side. Okay, lefanenu b'tosefta isa istinis v'katan kedei mezoyna. Okay, you're right. So it's a good kasha. Ul ravosan besuda beinonis. So
you see that there's a minimum, but not a, there's no minimum, but there's a maximum.
Okay, there's a max. Fine, there's a maximum. Fine.
There's no maximum.
Okay, fine. The Gemara says targuma achoyla v'zaken. So what does it say about targuma? What does he write? What does it mean about Rashi? Targuma lahayde tali shiura ba'adam atzmai. It's not a kasha. Ein achanami. When he said the previous brisa, when it comes to mazon shtei sudas on the person, it means on the choyle and the zaken, a smaller amount. Ein achanami. There's a maximum size. A choyle zaken. You don't have to have it. That's what it means. Avol ravosan. Then what the Rashi? Lahayt ha'lashur b'dilim be'atza achol v'zaken l'kula. V'loy aravosan ulechumra. And we're not going to say like the Ravasan, Ula Chumra. We're not going to say a Chumra. We're not going to be Machmir. Why? Because we're going to say the Bodla Daita Eitzel Ravasan, Bodla Daita Eitzel Kaladam. Next. Ula Koyen, the Beis HaPras. A Koyen can put the air in the Beis HaPras. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Menafecha Adam Ben HaBeit Beis HaPras. V'hilich, you travel. Rav Yehuda Bar Ami, Meshmed Rav Yehuda Amar Beis HaPras, Shemidash Tohar. Okay, Shnidash, Rashi says, Rashi, Nafech, Adam, Beis HaPras, Sodesh, Nechrash, Bo, Kever. There was a grave, and you plowed over the grave, the Kula Sveikah, Bisham, Atzomais, He. The Atzomais, Beloi, Bosser, Ein, Metal, Boil. Uch, Nafech, Lefnei, Raglov, and Yesham, Etzem, Godol, Nire, Me, Elov, it will be seen. The Etzem, Kata, Nire, Benefichah, Ve'ena, Mesita, Beraglov, when you blow it. So he's saying a large bone you can see with the naked eye. The blowing reveals the small bones, and you will not go and push it with your feet. Next, Rabbi Yehuda and Nidash. Next, Rashi Bedrishas Yaakov Adam a Beis HaPras and Nidash is tar. If this place once had a grave and people already stepped on it, then you can say it's tar. There's nothing to worry about. Shekhar Nidash at Samal Shabbat v'nif chosu mikis. It's less than the size of a barley seed, so it's no longer going to be metame beheset. Okay, next Gemara. Rabbi Meir says, "Apes akvar in the cemetery. Tana meisha yochel lochutz v'lelch b'sheda teve mino.
A kain in the
cemetery. You're allowed to go make an erev zechun because you're going. You can be matzah in a car in the sheda teve mino. Because savar oil zoruk shmei oil. Even though the oil is in motion, it's called an oil. Rashi." Rashi says, "Oyel zoruk, oyel hamitaltel, shmei oyel v'choytzeitz beinoy lebein atuma." Fine, and therefore,
but even though also he can extend the stick into the cemetery and take it out like that without going in.
No, it's too far away. Well, let's say it's deep inside a cemetery. You can't extend the stick. Even that's going to be okay.
He's just saying, can you put it in the cemetery? So if it's accessible to him without him going in.
Let's say it's deep in the cemetery. In order to get there, you have to go mamish, walk over graves. It's also good because you can go over the graves in the Ashida Tevu Migdal. Oyel Zoruk Shmei Oyel. It protects you. So what's the problem going on an airplane? You fly over Kvarim. If you fly over graves, what's the problem? Oyel Zoruk Shmei Oyel. Fine. Well, we plug, so it's not as a machlokes. Why? The plugs of the Hanitanoi. The Tanya, we learned in the Brayis, Nichnas le'eretz ha'am, you're going to Chutz le'eretz, b'shida, tevu migdol, Rebbe mitanei, Rebbe Yois, Rebbe Yehuda mitahe, Rebbe Maiko, mifugi, mar, sava oil zorg, lav shmei oil, mar, sava oil zorg, is shmei oil. Rashi says, eretz ha'am, mitam be'oil. Okay, eretz ha'amim, the goyma mitame. Shida merkeves noshim agola asuya ki kufsa. A shida is a chariot made for women.
Really?
Okay, that's what it says. Merkeves, did you buy your wife one of these? A Merkeves Nashim?
She's probably got one.
And Agala is Asuya Kikufsa. It's made like a box.
Agala!
Migdal. What's a Migdal? Whatever that word over here is. Oisvav on the side, and Migdal over here is. Aroin 8, Kavua Bekarko, Venoistim, Lesoyche, Kale, Moichlim. It's a class. Fine. Oil, Zorgwash, from oil. The Chol Shaino oil, it's not an oil. It's not the Chol Shaino oil, if it's not called a tent, Einoi Chaitzitz. It's not a chatzitz, it's moving. If it's moving, it's not a chaitzitz. Shmoil Chaitzitz. Uvigdola skinon shemach zekes mem saw. Now, when it says in oil rash, it says that's very large, it holds 40 saw. Belach, 40 saw of liquid, shame kurayim biyavesh, which is 60 saw liquid. Surface, you have on the surface amount. The iketana call the iketana klihi. If it's very very small, the iketana klihi will make a velostum of lechat chaitzus. So when we say we're in oil, the oil has to be at least 40 saw. Okay, as at least 40 saw. The car, does a car hold 40 saw? In order for the car to be in oil, the oil has at least 40 saw. But I bought him the Masid Krabi Krabi Sirulay, the Eben Rabbi Yudu Ben Rabbi Ronik, the Sufra Sirulahu, the Amar Midi, the Chazile, the Mechle, the Hiyas Shai Tabinan, it must be fit. Vayt in the Gemara. Frank Rabbi Chazile, the Tayyum, the Raisa. Rabbi Yudu Ben Rabbi says, the Orvin, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Orvin, the Koyen Tar Bitshuma, the Rabbi Marev, the Koyen Tar Bitshuma, Tahoira. Nachma, what is over here? I've heard that Yehuda named Arvin, Lekayin Tahar, Bitruma Tahira, Bekever Hech Azil, Rashi, Arvin Lekayin Tahar Bitruma Tahira, Bekever. Yeladim Arev, so he disagrees. He holds that you can make an Erev for a Kayin Tahar with Truma Tahira, and the Truma Tahira is located in the grave.
Yeah.
Frank the Gemara, what are you talking about? It's impossible. If the Truma Tahira is by the grave, how will he get there? Hech Yozel. The answer is, he can go B'shida, Teva, Umigdal. Ah, but B'ha Kevon, the Achta Itma, La. Once it's Achta, if you put the Truma on the grave is Matame, the food. The Gemara is very simple, B'shla Hochshura. It never got wet. It never got wet, so it's not yet susceptible to Tuma. Oy Shemi Loisha be May Paris. May Paris, let's say it's bread that it did get wet, it got wet with May Paris, the Hoshul Kabotoma. Hechi Maisila, how did he bring it? Bibshute Kleates. How did he put it there? How did he get it there originally? You got it there, Bibshute, how do you position it there? Bibshute Kleates, Lem Kabotoma. Oh, Vyoka mile, but you being mile, when you put it on the grave, you being mile. Then Maisila Achoyre. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi over here. Rashi says, "Hechi ma'isilo lo'uchlo d'har Rabbi Yehuda roil ochlo b'kol boy medinak etar b'tahara v'loy achshar tami b'tahara v'loy achshar tami b'tahara v'shun d'chazila achrini v'yod medetani b'masis l'chutz l'nachol v'hechol ma'il v'okam al d'ma'isilo achori." What's achori mean? What? I don't know. Uchara, someone else. Uchre. Ah. Somebody else put it there. A person who was tameh, he entered into the cemetery and put it on the grave, because how could the kohen who is tar, there's no way in the world he can enter to put it on the grave. He can't put it on the grave, even though he was able to enter into the cemetery, but he can come into the cemetery, but he can't come on the grave. So to put it on the grave, you have to get out of the box and put it on the grave. How to get there? It got on the grave, someone else put it on the grave. If you have such a gewaltig eitza, you can go into the cemetery with, you go into the cemetery in the sheet of Migdal, you can take it with sticks off the grave that are not makabel tuma. It's not makabel tuma being on the grave because it's nilosh shnei peros, or it was not hoshul kabel, it's not hoshul kabel tuma. So the gewaltig eitza, every single difficulty we had a solution. So why then did the rabbanon say that you're not allowed, the koyin whose tar is not allowed to be sheleis with Truma Tahira, my time with Rabbanan, Kosavri, they hold Osar Liknois Bayis B'Isuri Hana. What does that mean? Rashi, Rashi holds, Nochi my time with the Rabbana. Let's go back. Bechkev Yechidi, Nihide Efligu, Bevastisa, Bevesak Forest, the Lois Filuhu, the Havi Chatzitza, Bel Zaruk, Aval Hoch, Yochel Amad al Sfasa, Vivinu. It's like, Beishleimo, when it comes to a cemetery, and you need to come on to the principle of, an oil Zaruk. Okay, so then the Rabban hold, they don't hold the oil Zarak. But if there's a single grave in the Kever Yechidi, so you don't need to command oil Zarak. So why do they disagree? So here's the Chiddush. Also, Likmas Bayis, the Suri Hano, the Kever. The Ho Hanoi, the Mystery Bay, the Mepek Luchus Lutchom. The grave is now becoming your Mokim Shavisa. Meis also bahana. That's why you're not allowed to give a hesped, a good hesped on the mace. Because if you give a good hesped on the mace when the funeral is over, everyone's like, oh, you gave such a good hesped. And you feel so good, right? They call you up the whole day to compliment you. You gave such a gewaldige hesped. You're in violation of meis also bahana. So you're not supposed to give a good hesped. Because if you give a good hesped, they're going to give you calm, and they're going to give you covet, and this is nish good, meis as bahana. So how could you be koinish shvis on a grave? A grave is as bahana. I mean, koinish shvis is going to allow you to go to the drasha. You hear?
Yes.
So therefore, the Mavir says, also look at this bahis v'suri hana, v'kevim v'cho hana, he dimishri bei, v'mei bak l'chutz l'tchum, v'chol tashmish to hameis, or ameish, or asur bahana. The Nafkla and the Sanhedrin, me, how's that word over there? The Sanhedrin, me vatala sham Miriam, the gamar sham shame eglarufa, just like eglaruf is also behano, a dead body is also behano. Pray for the dead, and the dead will pray for you. United today? I spent a long time writing about Seva.
You what? You wrote him a Seva?
I spent a long time on it.
For who? For yourself?
No, not for myself. I wrote that a long time ago already. For someone else.
What, your own Seva?
Yeah. One line, yeah. So one word about Seva. I already have it, ready to go.
What'd you write? Harayat Mekadeshesli? What'd you write?
Offline.
Offline?
That's all it says, one word. Offline.
Temporarily disconnected.
No, not temporarily. Offline.
Offline? What does that mean? You're coming back online?
No, it's offline. Offline. There's no connection.
Bad connection.
Weiter. So therefore, the Nafkulam is an agent of the Thomas of Miriam, while Gamma Shamsha Megla Rufa, Vafil of Israel, Nami Asri Rabbanon, and even Vafil of Israel. Nami Ashraban Bahad the Tony the Koin Doidia Kokhoi Rabbi Huda. So therefore the question of Gral the Kashrash is. If the problem here is because it's also Bahana, you're not only becoming a Shvison on the Kever, so it's Lav Dafka I Koin, even an Israelite has the same issue. So therefore, what are you coming to benefit over here? Mitzvah, therefore Yahi might have that I want to go sorry, also look this by Sri Hana. Mechlal Rabbi Huda Sava Mutar. Why? Because he holds Kosovar mitzvahs lav lehonestinu. Ela, flek the Gemara, Ela, hodiyamar rava mitzvahs lav lehonestinu, lema kitano yamar lashmaitse. Amlocha rava isfuluhu de ein ma'arvin, Ela, levar mitzvah, dukhliyamar mitzvah lehonestinu. Everyone agrees it's going to be mutter. The ikamach like is yavahacha by Mahgrugi, ma'ansavar ein ma'arvin, Ela, levar mitzvah. I want to go to the baseball game.
Yeah.
Some will tell you that's not a good case because that's a Dvar Mitzvah. So what we call Dvar Hashos? To go to the rabbi's drasha. Weiter. Elo ha diam Rav Yosef ein ma'arin el b'Dvar Mitzvah leima ketanoi. That's a machlokes. You make it even ketanoi. Amar l'shmaitzam. What's the machlokes then? Masa Vakim the Kanala Eruv. Once you cut Eruv Loi Michale the Nintara, you don't care, it should be guarded. Marsa Var Nichale the Nintara. In other words, you want the grave to guard it for you. By putting it in the grave is gonna be a guardian. So then the Itzrich Ochla, you may want to eat it. So then you're gonna be Nene. The Etzem, the moment of mitzvah is Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. That moment it will, it's gonna be good. The problem though is after you coin it, do you still want to use the kever? So one says, yeah, because I want the grave to guard my food. Mela, it turns into Mignene Beisuri Hana, but the Etzem Mitzvah is not Nisa Hana. Let's hear Rashi explains in much better words. Rashi says, Hodrav Yosef, towards the bottom, Hodrav Yosef, Dvarashus, Holoch Hilchadim Hanai, Hodrav Yosef, the case of Meshavim, the way of the Kanali Erev, Bein Ashmoshes, Su Loi Ibchis Loi Benitirusa, the Ad Kinias Erev. He writes here a chiddush until before the moment. Naye Yisoid. This Rashi is very revealing. Rashi is megalit to us that the zman that's problematic is not the zman after the Erev kicks in. It's the zman until it kicks in. This Rashi is gold. Rashi is megalit to us. There's a zman until the Erev kicks in. And since until the Erev kicks in, you can be nene. You're going to be nene in Yegiyas Ka, you're going to be nene from the grave. Vaita, came in the Kondalei Erev Ben Ashmashai, Su Loi Ichbis Loi Ben, came in the Ad Kinias Erev, Inami, Nif, the Ad Kinias Erev, Inami, Nichalei, even if you have pleasure from it, Lav Hanohi, the Mishal Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. No, I'm sorry, that's until the other way around. Until the Knias Erev, Inami Nechalei Lav Hanahi Mishum B'mitzvahi. The Shaila is going to, what's going to be afterwards? Afterwards, until it kicks in, it's a mitzvah. So until it kicks in, it's not called having Hanah from the grave. But what's going to happen after the Erev kicks in? Now, do you want to have Hanah? So if you want to have Hanah, we're saying that since you can want to have Hanah after the mitzvah kicks in, we don't let you do the mitzvah. Even though the etzem mitzvah is mitzvah slav lichonis ninu, but since it's going to result in the violation of halacha, we're not going to let that happen. Bein asher sula ichus abimim v'ad kinias erev v'inami ad kinias erev inami nichalei lav hanagi the mishum mitzvah yitzlim because of the mitzvah. So nachum olus rosh the gemara the kuyami var milu var mitzvah the kuyami var mitzvah nazinu. Okay, we finish the Gemara next. Ma'arvin b'demai. Next sugya. Ma'arvin b'demai. Demai is only a suffix. The ma'aser rishon shenitla truma asoi. Ma'aser rishon that you would not tell the trumas ma'aser. Or ma'aser sheni the hekdesh sheniftu. Good, you got the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Demai.
Yes.
Gemara, did the Mishnah. I already did the Mishnah. I already finished the Mishnah. Demai, holy chazi lefektim. How can you go and you make an air with demai? Demai is not kosher to eat. The Gemara says, Dimi, Dibai, Mafkilo. Let's say, have you only this fit? A person wants to be mafkir his ass and become an ani b'chazalei. Hashlam b'chazalei. Nitznan. Machilin esraniyim demai. You can feed the ani demai. V'yes achsanyi demai. Achsanyi means the soldiers. All the days, the soldiers. Chayolois malcha yisrael. Okay, the army of malcha yisrael. Shematil lo yisrael al b'nei o'ir. L'zoinim. They put the obligation for him on the b'nei o'ir. They're like poor because they're not in Bosnia. Therefore, the Achsanya means the soldiers. And Murdiki said, if you're not in your home, when the richest man is not in his home, it's called an Ani. Ani. When you're not in your home. Achsanya demai. So, therefore, it's fit to consumption. Omar, Abuhunat, Tana, we learned, Beisham, Ein Machli disagrees. Ein Machli, Nesanim demai. So you go like Mesilal, and Mela, that's why you can make an Erev with Demai, because if you want, you can be Mafki Yinuchasim, and a person is Mafki the Nuchasim on Shabbos, or Ben Ashmashais, then he would be poor, and he would be permitted to eat Demai. So Mela is considered to be virtually Roiloi. Good?
Yeah, okay.
Weiter. Pshita, next. It says over here, Maiser Rishon Shemitla to the Mas. Of course, Pshita, of course. Of course, it's going to be good. Loi Tzricha Shagdimoy B'Shibolim. Yeah, this Sugya only 1,000 times in Shas. The case is going where you took off Maiser Rishon before you took off. You took off Maiser Rishon before you took off Truma Gedoyla. Yav Tevel. So first you're supposed to take off Teruma, and then you take off Maaser Rishon. So when it says over here, Shaloi Maaser Rishon, Shaloi Nidla Trumasa, what does it mean over here? Maaser Shaloi Nidla, you did give Truma, you did give Pshita, Loi Tzricha Shadimai B'Shibolin, V'Nala Mimenu Trumas Maaser, you gave Trumas B'Shibolin, V'Nala Mimenu Trumas Maaser, you gave off Truma Smeiser, and you did not give Truma Gedoyla. What's the case? Machmo Rashi, Shagdimu B'Shibolim B'Tab Rashi, B'Truma Gedoyla. D'min HaToyra HaTruma Kodemes L'Meiser, Dureishus Kor Rachmana, U'min HaMoiser Hu Nois L'Meiser Rishon, B'Leiter. V'Yachshad Herim Levi, he made a trick. The Kadma Kadesh Lo Yichas Renu Koyin Echod Minun, in order that he should not be losing out, the Levi made a Harama. What's the Harama? The Kadmai Kadei Shelo Yichas Renu Koyin Echod, so that the Koyin should not be lacking. The Kadmai Kidei Shelo Yachserenu Koyein, he should not be missing Echad Minun B'Maiser, 1/50th of the Maiser. So in other words, he did him a favor. He's doing here the Koyein a favor. What's the favor that he's doing for him? Let's play the number game. What's the number game? Let's say you have 100 measures. 100 bottles of beer on the wall. Right, you have 100 measures.
Yeah.
What's the proper procedure? First, you separate 2 measures to give to the coin as Truma Gedoyla. Yeah? Which coin is going to get it? Let's call that coin Ruvain. Ruvain is going to get the Truma Gedoyla. How much is left now, Shlomi?
Ruvain's going to get the Truma
Gedoyla. You have 100 50, measures.
So it's 150, it's 98.
Down to 98. Now you're going to go give to the Levi, the Trumaiser Rishon. How much is
9.8.
Oh, 9.8. Exactly. Now, from the 9.8, how much does the Levi give to the Kohen as Trumaiser? 9.8 divided 10%.
98 minus 9.8 is
98.
Divided by 10. 98.2.
You're going to create 8.2, you keep for yourself.
88.2, right.
So how much are you giving to the Kohen? How much is giving to Kohen? Now, Levi is giving to Kohen number 2. He's giving a different Kohen. So now, he's only getting 9.8. And from the 9.8, he gives 10%. What's 10% of 9.8?
0.98.
So how much is the coin number 2 getting? 0.98.
Yeah.
0.98. If, let's say, the Yisrael does not give Truma Gedoyla, but instead he gives first Maaser Rishon, how much does the Levi get? 10.
Yeah.
And now when the Levi gives 10%, how much is given to the coin number 2?
1.
So the difference is
0.02.
0.02 is the trader's fee. Whatever, 0.02. So that's the difference. 0.02. So therefore, that's why the Levi had a gvald gecheshven. I'm going to do a harama. I'm going to take away the true Maaser Rishon first, before the Koyin, before the Balabas takes out Truma Gedoyla. so that when I in turn give my 10% to the Kohen, he should get an extra 0.02. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says Shadim Shigolim Atuma Gedolah Dimina Torah Atuma Akademis the Meisra Gereishis Karachman Vumina Meisra Hu Noisim Meisra Hu Noisim Meisra Vishal Levi Reaction Helen Halevi He made a Harama Vikadim Vikadmai Kadesh Lo Yechasrenu Koyin The Koyin should not lose out The Echad Minun the Meisra That too is going to be lost in the translation. It's not going to, you're not going to give 10% of the two. There's going to be two that's not going to get 10% because he gives to someone else.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Put on the air conditioner. I'm hot. You don't hear it. The fan you heard, but the air conditioner you don't really hear.
Vayit in the Gemara, so therefore, that's called Leitzur, because you're dealing with Shibola, but not the men of Trumas Meiser, the Lord dealing with the men of Trumas Meiser, the Lord dealing with the men of So therefore, I would say that this is something which is okay, B'diyavad it's okay, B'diyavad it's okay. It says the Mishnah that it's no good. It says the Mishnah, Ma'or B'dmai, V'maiser Rishon Shnil Trumasai, V'maiser Shem Shehiv Shem Niftu. So the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? It says you can be mafresh of ma'is shenidla. The Chiddush is you did it shleikedin. And if you did it shleikedin, I would assume that you're not allowed to use it for. If you did it, you're not allowed to go use it. Shita. If you did it. Meiser Yishoyin Shagim Shilon Potem Shum Gdoyla and Echanam you're exempt. Shanam is in the Pasik Arasim Menu Chumas Hashem, the lift of Chumas Hashem Maaser Min HaMeiser. Meiser Min HaMeiser Amar Gulachav the Loi Chumas Gdoyla Chumas Meiser Min HaMeiser. Once you blow it. It's a Me'uvas She'eino Yochol Liskan. And Leila, that's why it's kosher food, therefore you can make it Erev. So then the halacha should, let's say you mafrish ma'aser rishon before afilu apply this pasuk afilu dimu b'krinami. Now the case of b'shibolin. That was the case that we said before was when you were mafrish when it was in the stalks in the field. If in the field you separate Ma'aser Rishon before you separate Truma Gedoyla, it works. But let's say once you bring the grain into the silo and you mafresh Ma'aser Rishon before you mafresh Truma Gedoyla, it does not work. You hear? It does not work. Same as tomorrow, so why not? You have to make it up. If you give Ma'aser Rishon before you give Truma Gedoyla, you got to make it up. So in other words, you have a stira. We have two pesukim that contradict one another. One pasuk says call, which means that if you do it out of order, you have to make it up. One pasuk says that you don't have to make it up. So what are we answering? We're saying the pasuk that says you have to make it up applies when you mak them b'kri. And the pasuk that says you do not need to make it up. You're making so much noise here, these people. I can't take the noise. And the pasuk that says, don't they have yeshiva to go to? Don't they go to yeshiva, these guys? What are they coming over here for?
It's homework.
Let them go to their mishmar. What are they coming over here and make all this noise here? Go screaming in yeshiva.
Is Yitzhak still coming?
No, they came out. Ephraim Fruchtman told me if he sees me here again, he's calling the police.
Why? What do you have against him?
It's none of my business. None of my business. What do I have? I have nothing. He doesn't belong here. I'm sorry to tell you, he doesn't belong here.
Where does he belong?
I don't know where he belongs. He doesn't. He's not religious.
How do you know if he is or isn't?
He's not.
How do you even know if he's Jewish?
I don't. There's something wrong. He sits here also. He sits here. He has this terrible stench.
Because he doesn't have any clothing. He wears the clothing until he has to throw it out. He doesn't change clothing. He doesn't clean. He wears the same clothes until someone tells him, throw it out, gives him new clothes. He has the black shirt he wears for like 10 years already until it's worn out.
Listen, I don't know what to tell you. He doesn't, it's not right. He needs rachamim. But he doesn't have a right to disturb a tzibur. That's number one. Number two is, forget about that. The Rebbetzin is freaked out by him. His main opponent is the rabbi's wife. She's the main guy. She's the main.
Why did he ever try to stand up with her?
The Rebbetzin goes, she freaks out. She gets nervous. He comes in here. He knows the combination. He sits here in the shul 12 o'clock at night. 1 o'clock at night. She's upstairs. She thinks, who knows what he's going to do over here? The rabbi doesn't care. The rabbi couldn't care less. You want to stay, I'll stay. The rabbi gives him money. The rabbi doesn't care. People over here in the shul, most of them couldn't kill us. I'm not going to fight with him. But I'm very annoyed that he comes. I don't like that he comes. I keep my mouth shut, because who am I? So people don't like that I come either. Throw me out. I'm also a homeless guy. Okay, so I keep my mouth shut. But when he comes here, it's like there are people that are freaked out. The rabbi told me, he says that to me also, the rabbi told me that Vaitis, we have still, we have two psukim. We have two psukim. One part says Kol. Or a Maisa Shani. What are we talking about? I did it already. You're not listening. All my Pabla Abai. Yach, I feel like Dimbikri Nami. If that's the case, if you mock the decree, I'm going to let him across. We call Masha Sechem Timula. It's called Timus Hashem. Mari, so what do you dash? We have two psukim. We have a steam between two psukim. One part says Kol. And the other part, says coil, which is mash, that you have to make it up. You have to make it up to the coin no matter what. And the other pasuk does not have the word coil, and it says there meiser and a meiser, only one meiser, not trumas meiser. Why do you darshan one pasuk in reference to the kri, and the other pasuk in reference to one pasuk you darshan in reference to the kri. And the other pasuk yidarsh in reference to digoin, my reisa. The Gemara says hi idgan v'hai loy idgan. The difference is one place is dogon, when it's in the kri. When it's in the kri, it's already called dogon. Once it's called dogon, you have an obligation, you have a chiyuv to be mafresh ma'isa. You can't get away with it. When it's not yet dogon, if it's dogon idgan, then you don't have a choice. You must be mafresh. If it's high loy idgan, but when it's in the shibolim, it's not yet idgan, then you can apply the principle maisim and ha maisim loy maiser, rechumas maisim and ha maiser. You satisfied with that?
Okay, I'll take it.
Next Gemara. Well, the maiser shen, you know, shenifdu, pshit of course, loy tzricha, shenos and es hakeren, the loy nos and es hachoyme. She gave the principle, not the fifth. And it's okay. The Kamashma, the Einachemish Makif, Aval Betevel. She, of course, like Tzricha Betevel Tevel Midrabanan. It's a Tevel Midrabanan. Even a Tevel Midrabanan is not going to be good. Uchagoyin Shazerba Otitz, what's an example? Shazaroi Ba'otzit She'einoi Nakov. You planted it in an Otitz. A flower pot that does not have a hole, that's only midrabanan. And even though it's only midrabanan, you're not allowed to use it for eruvei tuchumin. V'lem ma'aseh and shodnei l'shumasav. She, of course, loy tzricha shekdima b'kri. V'nal imenu trumas ma'aser v'loy nitla mimenu trumagdoila. Ma'u d'seim akidam le rab pabal abayo, that it says in the pasuk we have one part, we have one pasuk says ma'aser and a ma'aser. Of course, you did redeem it. For example, mice that was redeemed al gabi asimoin on a slug. A slug. Which is not valid. On money. Next.
Has to be
Next, Hashlech Eruva Biad Chere Shaita Vikatan. Biad Misha Eina Maidiv Erev Eina Erev Vitzanev. The person you send it, you deliver, you give the Erev, you tell a Cheresh Shaita Vikatan, do me a taiva. Do me a taiva, please put the Erev for me in this location.
So he sends
you cannot trust him. Biad Misha, the guy doesn't believe in it, he's not a believer. Ain't Erev, it's not a good Erev. It's not a good Erev.
You mean like the
B'nai
Yeshiva, they don't
know
to the
Erev. Yeah. Vim Omar, but let's say you tell
someone. It's not good.
But let's say you tell someone else, I want you to be on the other end. You call up someone, you be on the receiving end. You tell the Chere, Shait, the Vakat, the Mishan, the Erev, give it to so and so. I don't trust you alone. You're going to just be one cog in the engine. You give it to so and so, he's going to be Makabal, put it down. Then it's going to be good. If you give it to a child, it's not going to be good. One out of the Omar, a cotton goiva is a Eruv. A cotton can be goiva. Goiva. He can go, he's allowed to go collect. Eruv Chatzis, he's allowed to go collect bread. You collect food from all the neighbors. He can trust it.
Why is there a difference?
Rashi says the difference. Eruve chatzeros, the eruve rishusayu ba'olmohi. The
minor's action in no way, in no legal way.
V'yagav de ma'isa
katik lon.
Lo yichvus lon. Kedal kamon, but ba'al ba'is shoh yeshudu b'mem shechena. In tzach le'eruf, aval be'eruv b'techumen aknuye shevisu. V'kata lo'y olim le'mikne. You have to do a ma'isa k'niya. How a ma'isa? It's an unbelievable Rashi. When it comes to the chatzeros, it's just anyway, all more. You're not doing a ma'isa kinyan. You make an erev chatzeros. You're not doing a ma'isa kinyan. When you do tachum, you're making a ma'isa kinyan.
Yeah.
Vaiter. Oh man. Who's name of the erev? Amar of Chista Kusoy. When it says you give the person that's namadim, it means a kusi. He's not maidber. How do you know? Why is it any better? Maybe he's not going to reach his destination. The Gemara says, you have to be standing there and watching that the chere shaita v'katan reaches the destination. Now, where did he say the halacha? You have to see where that halacha. Somewhere else. I don't know. It doesn't say where the halacha. Just like he said elsewhere. Who says it's good enough?
No, maybe the person who's going to take it from him won't take it from him.
Oh, we have to stop. It's Marv. Oh, we have to take a break. I'll see after Marv. Yeah, another daf.
What, another daf?
Yeah.
The daf,
I'm not going to be here Thursday. You'll have your vacation for me on Thursday.